Ellen White examined while in vision. A physician who was also a spirit medium was in the congregation. He had heard of Mrs. White in the visions, and boasted that if ever he was present when she was in vision, he could bring her out of it in a minute. On this occasion, as on others, James White, while Ellen was in vision, told of her experience, explained her condition in vision, and gave an opportunity for those who wished to do so to come forward and examine her. Someone near the back was heard to say, "Doctor, go ahead, and do what you said you would." On overhearing this, James White invited the physician to come forward and examine Ellen White. He knew nothing of the physician's boasts. The doctor moved forward boldly, then, turning deathly pale, stopped suddenly, shaking from head to foot. White stepped down and went to the man, and, putting his hand on his shoulder, urged him into the presence of Ellen White. The physician carefully tested her pulse, heartbeat, and what would have been her breathing, and declared in startled words, "Elder, her heart and pulse are all right, but there is not any breath in her body." Pulling away rather quickly, he made a beeline for the church door. Those near the door blocked his exit and said to him, "Go back, and do as you said you would." James White, taking the whole thing in, called upon the physician to report to the whole audience the result of his examination. He exclaimed, "Her heart and pulse are all right, but there is not a particle of breath in the woman's body." Those close to him asked, "Doctor, what is it?" He replied, "God only knows. Let me out of this house." And he fled, remarked Judge Osborne to Loughborough. It was evident to all of us that the spirit that controlled the doctor as a medium and the spirit that controlled Mrs. White in vision had no sympathy with each other.